This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm laughing, and I want to make sure I'm getting this right. You guys will correct me, but I see that there was something online about like someone on Salt Lake City, one of the women on Salt Lake City, correct me if I'm wrong, Meredith, wanting to own like the bathtub thing, like that a hotel has to have bathtubs, but that's Teresa's thing. So either people or Teresa was saying that that's her thing, and I'm crying. First of all, when I go to a hotel, for years, it's been a requirement that the hotel room has to have a bathtub. And I've sometimes forgotten, and I get there and there's only a shower and I'm really disappointed. Like, I kind of want to move rooms because I like to take a bath, particularly like you're relaxing, you're about to do an appearance, you're in a different city, you want to put your hair up in a clip, not get your hair wet, and just take a relaxing bath. I am a big bather. And some people are freaked out by bathers. I'm a bather. People are freaked out because you're like in your own water. And then people say you have to like rinse out before or after. I'm a bather. And I just got a new apartment in New York City that has 2.5 bathrooms. But the bathroom in my bedroom only has a shower, a gorgeous, stunning shower, but doesn't have a bathtub, which drives me nuts because I have to go into the other room, which is like a flex room, but it's really my daughter's room when we're there. And so now I'm having to go into that room to take a bath. But I'm laughing because like, people or Teresa, you know, want to like own the bathtub thing, which is like a lot of people in the world want to go to a hotel and take a bath. And it's reminding me of back when I was on Housewives, when I read Skinny Girl Red was a thing and people used to wear red. I used to tell them to wear red to the signings. They used to come to my signings and everybody would be wearing red. And it was like a tone of red and it was Skinny Girl Red. And like I owned the color red, which is ridiculous because I didn't own the color red, but like it was Skinny Girl Red. So then years later, Ramona copied that and would wear this color blue, like wear this dress blue or have things that were blue and she'd like call it blue. But if someone else wore the color, she would say like, "There, it's my thing. It's Ramona Blue." And it just makes me laugh because it's so stupid and it's so Housewives to like care about a color and care about a bathtub and care about owning something that's so dumb and doesn't matter. And it's like Housewives want to own everything. They want to own a trip. Like we're going away and, you know, and we're going to Jamaica and it's this gorgeous house. And Housewives will club each other for it to be like their house. It was a big fight between Ramona and Dorinda on this Miami trip because Ramona was like owning the trip. And she knew someone who knew someone whose house it was. But all of this is bullshit because the producers found the house. But like they know the name of the guy whose house it is. And I guess like someone happened to know the guy. So then that person's like, well, wait a second. I know them. Or like it was us going to the Mayflower, this place in Connecticut, for Luann's like post rehab trip when she got out after she got arrested. And like, I had suggested it, but I guess Dorinda also suggested it, or she suggested it first, or she had been there before, or like, who fucking cares? Like, what's wrong with us? What's wrong with people? Like, who fucking cares? Who cares? What viewer gives a shit that is Dorinda going to get an extra prize? I went there one time. I like got a massage there. Now I own the fucking place, Mayflower. Like, who cares? Like, it's like so insecure to want to own something that doesn't matter, that you don't really own. Well, no, I know. My friend's cousin went there one time and got a massage. So it was my idea. It's like everyone wants the credit for something that literally doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter what it is. It's like Vicky wants the credit for being the first one of the first series. You know, I was an OG. Sonia, it drives Sonia nuts that she wasn't an OG because she didn't come till the second season, or maybe, and then Kelly came in the third season, but like they want to pretend that they're OGs, but like who cares? Who cares? Portia was an iconic housewife. So was Phaedra. They weren't OGs. Brandy was a good housewife. Like it doesn't matter. It's so incredibly stupid. Erica Jane is like a diva housewife. She wasn't an OG. What is it? Tamra. But like it bothers them that they weren't an original OG. It's like so incredibly stupid, the things that people want to lift their dog legs and urinate over, because they don't matter. So owning a color, owning a spa, owning a trip, owning the housewives, you know, Nene was one of the originals. Like it, none of this stupid stuff matters. And that's so housewives, for everyone to care about things that don't matter. After a long day, I cannot wait to get into my soft, cozy earth pajamas and my bamboo bed sheets. It literally feels like heaven. Cozy Earth offers bedding products that will transform your sleep. Sleep is my life. Like the way you feel in a bed, think about when you've slept in the wrong sheets, the wrong bedding, the way you feel, the temperature, the softness, the crispiness. Like it's like Goldilocks. It has to be right. Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating, and better yet, all products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself and your loved ones to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your sleep care and sleep health, because you deserve it. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use promo code Bethany for an exclusive 35% off. The luxury she deserves. Cozy Earth.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Speaking of housewives, I saw Sonia a couple of nights ago at Ryan Murphy's screening / premiere of his show coming out on FX and Hulu called Feud, Capote versus the Swans. Diane Lane is in it. Chloe Sevigny, Demi Moore, Calista Flockhart. I think Emma Roberts is in it. I saw her at the premiere. It is amazing, this thing. So Ryan Murphy has, for his shows, over 50 Emmys combined, 300 nominations. He is such a legend, so iconic, and he's produced this show. I went to the first premiere years ago for the Feud and Jessica Lange and Susan Sarandon were in that one. And it was like over the iconic and true feud between, I think it was Betty Davis and I forget who, Faye Dunaway. And now this is like a different generation of socialites, like the true socialites, the original socialites, the Babe Paley, rich women in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and Truman Capote. And like, it's so genuine. It's so Ryan Murphy. So I see this invitation to this black and white ball after this screening, and I show up in this dress that I've had in my closet for years, this velvet shoulder pad, powerful, that when was I ever going to wear it? It has a slit up to the thigh. It's velvet. It's got cuffs. It's got a dramatic shoulder. It's got crystals on it. Like, I literally bought it thinking there's never going to be a place to wear this insane dress. And this, easily 5-6 years later, was the place. It's such a dramatic Joan Collins dynasty dress. And I wore it and I stuck the landing on the glam. And I walk in and the first people I see are DJ Quintero, who cut my hair short years ago, does Katie Holmes' hair, was there on Demi that night doing her hair, and her team was deep. I'm my own stylist, you know, my own fashion stylist, but this is Demi Moore's team. DJ on hair, Christopher Buckle on glam, Brad Goreski on wardrobe, and she stuck the landing. Her dress was so extraordinary. Her look was so extraordinary. Then we move into me seeing Marc Jacobs telling him his makeup brush, which they no longer make, but he said he'll bring back, is the best foundation brush ever made. Then moving into seeing Zach Posen and then Kevin Huvane and Brian Lord, who run Hollywood. They own CAA. They are power gays and they represent Ryan Murphy and like they represent Meryl Streep and Diane Lane and Julia Roberts. And, you know, Kevin cold called Oprah years ago, represented her for years. Sarah Jessica Parker, like Ellen DeGeneres' business manager, he was there. Brandon Flynn, who sat behind me in the screening, he goes, of anybody here, there's no one I could ask and want to sit next to more than you. And like that was happening. And Gus Van Sant directed. And then I see, of course, Sonia, as Luann likes to call her, in a crown. And I'm like, she's here. It was amazing. And I had such a good time. It was worth leaving the house. I never want to go to anything. And I said to Ryan, only you could get me out. Like, only you. I never want to go to anything. And the post party was at the Plaza. Everybody dressed in black and white. Naomi Watts looked amazing. I didn't even know she was married to Billy Crudup. Did not know that happened. Her kids went to the same school as Bryn, and I used to see her and Liev. Molly Ringwald, amazing. Gave me a giant warm smile. Took a photo. Got in. Like walked into a photo that I was in. Like I was in with these four drag queens in the middle of the dance floor in my slit. And one of them had a matching slit, so my slit was I think on the left, and hers was on the right, or vice versa. But these big drag queens dressed in like full like socialite, clutching your pearls, Audrey Hepburn type dresses. They were there, and I took a picture with them. I was right in the middle of the picture, holding my round Oscar de la Renta bag designed by Fernando Garcia that he didn't lend, because I'm not one who wants to be lent anything. I want to buy it or I want you to give it to me. Those are the choices. I'm not interested in borrowing. It's degrading. I'm not giving it back. You send it, I'm keeping it. Or I'm buying it. Those are our choices. With the exception of Fernando, I was at a last minute crunch and I borrowed a red dress for an MTV award thing. But like, I'm keeping it and I'm not even going to wear it. I just want to look at it, or the option. I'd like the option to keep. So anyway, I had my round clutch that Fernando gave me for the Emmys years ago. And I had an Alex Perry dress on for the Emmys years ago that he gave me. And at this event, the Balmain gown I bought like 90% off 6 years ago. So I'm in the middle holding this ball, drag queens all around me, and Molly Ringwald steps into the picture like, I want to be in this picture. And like, she like knew who I was. You could tell she was like kind of giving it to me. And Deborah Harry, same thing, gave it to me. So I know Blondie's the band and it's Deborah Harry, but like Deborah Harry, me, Molly Ringwald, and four drag queens in one photo. That's the microphone. It just dropped. What more could I want in my life? What more could I want in my life than to be in a picture with Molly Ringwald, Deborah Harry, and four drag queens? What else could I want? Enough. With the exception of needing to be here for my daughter, dig the goddamn hole and put me in the box. We're done. Ryan Murphy premiere? Christopher Buckle, Brad Goreski? Zach Posen? And then I see Sonia. And I did a TikTok with Sonia. Why? Because it's iconic and I love to do iconic shit. It was so fun. And she's like telling me the same story over and over about the trip that I don't know about, like the Housewives trip they all went on. And she talked about me and, you know, that whole story on a loop. And love Sonia and loved to run into her, and her daughter's doing well and living in LA and has a great job and all's well over there. In other unrelated Housewives news, Lisa Vanderpump is disappointed in Raquel for sharing her post-Scandoval story on my podcast, Cry Me a River. Where was she going to share her story? At Pump? Over some rosé that she's recovered from? And trauma? I don't think so. Sorry, not sorry. We're still all bitter that Raquel months ago came on my podcast and is thrilled she did. That was like the epic, epic example of jealousy. Like that guy Club Shay, who had on Cat Williams, that comedian, was saying like people got so upset and jealous, not because of the story, but because they shared it on his podcast, which wasn't like, you know, hadn't blown up like that. And it's the same thing. Like people are still bitter that Raquel like came over to my podcast, which she's still thrilled about. Like I'm thrilled. iHeart's thrilled. Raquel's thrilled. Lisa Vanderpump not thrilled. We'll take it. We're all good. And I like Lisa. And Lisa's one, you know, great. Enjoy your success. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your bar. Enjoy your shows. Enjoy Bravo. All good. But like, we're all okay that you're disappointed. We're fine with it. Because we are appointed and thrilled.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.